Which shall it be? Which shall it be? I looked at John. John looked at me. Dear patient John, who loves me yet as well as though my locks were jet. And when I found that I must speak, my voice seemed strangely low and weak. Tell me again what Robert said. And then I, listening, bent my head. This is his letter. I will give a house and land while you shall live, if in return from out your seven, one child to me for a is given. I looked at John's old garments worn. I thought of all that John had borne, of poverty and work and care, which I, though willing, could not share. I thought of seven mouths to feed, of seven little children's need, and then of this. Come, John, said I, we'll choose among them as they lie asleep. So, walking hand in hand, dear John and I surveyed our band. First to the cradle light we stepped, where Lillian the baby slept, a glory gainst the pillow white. Softly the father stooped to lay his rough hand down in loving way, when dream or whisper made her stir, and huskily he said, Not her. We stooped beside the trundle bed, and one long ray of lamplight shed athwart the boyish faces there, in sleep so pitiful and fair. I saw on Jamie's rough red cheek a tear undried. Ere John could speak, He's but a baby too, said I, and kissed him as we hurried by.